We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Experiencing the Love of Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians 5, 25 to 26. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, to sanctify her by cleansing her with the washing of the water by the word. I have just read from the New English Translation. It is instructive that wives were first instructed to submit to their husbands, before husbands were told to love their wives. In the same way, our submission to Christ precedes our experience of his love more fully. Where there is no submission, the transforming work of his love cannot be fully expressed. Today, many professing believers claim to follow Christ, yet they are not submitted to his authority in their daily lives. Because they are not truly submitted to him, they do not experience the practical effects of his love. The love of Christ is not merely sentimental. Its greatest demonstration is his commitment to purify and transform his people. Christ gave himself for the church so that he might sanctify her, cleansing her through the washing of water by the word. His love works to remove what is impure and to shape us into his likeness. Partaking in his nature is the greatest privilege granted to any human being, and it prepares us for the eternal glory we will share with him. The example of Christ also defines the calling of a husband. Just as Christ intercedes for his people, a husband carries a priestly responsibility toward his wife. One of his most important duties is to pray for her and to ensure that the word of God remains central in their home. Go into today remembering that submission to Christ positions you to experience the fullness of his transforming love. Prayer. Lord, help me to live in true submission to you, so that your word may continually purify and transform my life. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalm 6 to 8. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.